James Holmberg considers himself lucky. He was among the first to examine a batch of long-lost letters written by explorer William Clark of the Lewis and Clark expedition to Clark's brother, Jonathan. The letters turned up in the attic of a Clark descendant in Louisville who had just died. Holmberg first saw them in 1989.
For a curator and historian, it's one of the most amazing experiences of a professional career because, you know, what I was looking at that day was answering questions that had bedeviled historians for almost 200 years, talking about the death of Meriwether Lewis, what happened to York, the first African-American to cross the United States. It was a member of the party, of course. What happened to him after the expedition. Wonderful insight into the personal William Clark and, you know, just the little bits of life in the late 18th and early 19th centuries is just an amazing find.
Holmberg and his colleagues at the Filson Historical Society in Louisville spent a dozen years preparing the letters for a carefully annotated new volume titled Dear Brother, Letters of William Clark to Jonathan Clark.
Jonathan was William's main contact back here in Louisville. So that's who he wrote to from the expedition. That's who he sends letters to and artifacts to and things like that.
These letters cover the period before, during, and after the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Right. They start in September of 1792, just a couple of months after William has joined the U.S. Army, and extend to September of 1811. So they span 19 years.
And do they add much to our knowledge of the expedition?
They add quite a bit in that five of the letters in this batch are expedition date letters, which were completely unknown, written from the mouth of the Missouri at their Wood River camp in December of 1803, St. Louis in February of 1804, Fort Mandan, 1,600 miles up the Missouri River in April of 1805. And then when they come back, they arrive in St. Louis on September 23rd, 1806. And then the next day, another one of these letters is William writing Jonathan, reminding him to make sure that he gets that letter he wrote him yesterday published. Because that letter, the September 23rd letter, was, of course, the first official news that was going to be published and distributed throughout the country, announcing the successful return of the Lewis and Clark expedition.
One thing that comes through is William Clark's high regard for Meriwether Lewis, and I can never get over the fact that you have a command shared by two officers, and they get along so well, and it worked.
When Meriwether Lewis invited his friend William Clark, and he and William Clark had been friends since the mid-1790s. They had served together in the Ohio country in the Indian Wars. They had hit it off, and they had stayed in touch. And when Lewis and Jefferson decided that a second officer was needed to go on this expedition, either one of them or both of them thought of Clark. And it worked perfectly because one man's strengths supported another man's weakness. It was great respect for each other, and they remained very good friends until 1809 when Lewis dies.
And Clark was distraught over that.
Clark was extremely distraught. He and Lewis, of course, both go out to St. Louis after the expedition, and they're territorial administrators. Lewis is territorial governor, and Clark is brigadier general of the militia and chief Indian agent. And they even share their same quarters for a while. And Lewis, of course, is having all kinds of problems. And Clark kind of sees this decline, this spin that his friend is going into, and comments in one of the letters to Jonathan. This is one of the extremely important and enlightening series of letters about Lewis's demise, is that he says that when he parted with Lewis the day before, that he was very upset by his mental state and that he still can't get him out of his mind. He's very worried about him. Well, he himself goes on to Washington and to visit family in Kentucky and Virginia. And after he leaves Louisville in late October, he stops at an inn for lunch in Shelbyville, Kentucky on October 28th, 1809. And much to his absolute dismay and shock, he picks up a newspaper to read, and there he sees a report that Lewis has killed himself. And he sits down and writes Jonathan a letter that night. But he says, and this is the most telling of lines, I fear the weight of his mind has overcome him.
What will be the consequence? What will become of his papers? I must write to General Robinson or some friend in Nashville to inquire about him and collect and send me his papers, if he had any with him. I'm quite distressed about this report. I have left all
and
my papers.
And he goes on to report, as he gets more news about Lewis's death, he keeps repeating it to Jonathan. And so we know, you know, more about Lewis's last days in some respects than we did before. And so it's very, very important.
Holmberg says the letters also contain additional information about York, William Clark's slave, and a critical member of the Corps of Discovery.
And we learned a lot more about York, who made history in a number of ways. He was the first black person to vote in a white man's election.
Yeah, that's true. And the there, when they're trying to decide what side of the Columbia to stay on in late 1805, he gets to cast his vote. His preference, along with everybody else, including Sacagawea, and so he is getting to vote. You know, York, in many ways, during the course of the expedition, was treated as an equal by the others, and he never would have fully gone beyond that slave status. But of course, hardship and danger is a great equalizer, and he significantly contributed to the success of the expedition. In hunting, fishing, scouting, doing everything that everybody else did, and in some ways doing more, because many of the Native Americans encountered had never seen a black man before. And so to them, he had this tremendous spiritual power. He was unique. And Lewis and Clark realized this, and they use it to their advantage to try to impress the Indians with their own power, because this man is with them and working for them.
James Holmberg is curator of special collections at the Filson Historical Society in Louisville, where he'll be lecturing on William Clark this Saturday. He is editor of a new book, Dear Brother, Letters of William Clark to Jonathan Clark.